Greetings. This is James Gunn with As You Wish Talk Radio on the BBS Network. We've got a little mix-up here. We're trying to get Clifford Mahoney. We've got him booked for the show. Talked to him yesterday, said everything was good. And we're still trying to get a hold of him. He might be, you know, might have fell asleep in his lazy boy watching that Arizona desert. He is out in the middle of nowhere. And hopefully... we have to do this by cell phone, and hopefully things are working and something didn't go down there. But anyway, we left a message, and we're going to continue to keep trying to get a hold of Clifford. He's got some great information about the Blue Kachinas and the, you know, UFOs and Native American prophecies and things. So if any luck, we'll keep trying. We'll try to get him on the show. I'm going to go through some housekeeping. There's a lot of things going on. We've got the eSETI conference, and there's still room. It is starting to fill up fast, but the speakers, we've got a great line of speakers. Myself, Mary Rodwell, Joan Ocean, she's amazing. She's going to be talking about the dolphins and all the other Bigfoot research she's been doing. Jordan Sather, he's a major up-and-coming star here. Ethan Fox, Teresa Yarnos, she is as well. Peter Maxwell Slattery from Australia, going to show you some footage that's going to knock your socks off, as well as photographs of the Palladians actually appearing. So that's going to be amazing. So Rita, his mate, also has some great information, and she does a lot of light language and readings and drawings and all kinds of things. But Deborah Peach is going to be with us. Jason Gleaves, Neil and Solgar, and also my brother and Elizabeth Diane are also going to be doing a lecture and some workshop. And we've got a few others. We've got a mystery guest. And coming up, that we'll be announcing really soon as well. And boy, I'm brain farting here. We have a couple others we're adding on right now, so we're working on that. Adding some new ones. John Vivanco has now been added, so he's going to talk about remote viewing and the remote viewing of Mount Adams in the workshop that we did here. So that's going to be amazing, as well as other things that he's been working on. So it's going to be an amazing lineup here. And, you know, what other place do you get to go and hang out, you know, under the stars and see UFOs almost every night? I mean, it's like crazy. We filmed some great ones last night, and ones avoiding planes and all kinds of things last night. So it was pretty interesting, or the night before as well. But anyway, we've got another major event coming up. So that's July 4th weekend coming up. So it's at esetievents.com if you want to find out more about that gathering. And we also have the Soltech gathering August 9th through 12th with Jimmy Church, myself, Jason Quitt, Michaela Sheldon, Teresa Yarnos, Mather Ryan, Holly Marie, Mary Gabriel, John Lund, Dana Harvey. And I think we've got a couple other guests, and I'm waiting to see them line up, but we got some other big hitters coming to the Soltech gathering. So I've got to update my list and see who else we signed up. But again, the July 4th weekend and the August 9th through 12th weekend, two major events you don't want to miss. And they're going to change your life if you do come to these events, just energetically. A lot of people that use the power versus force method to establish the energies of certain areas or people have actually checked the ranch out, and let's just say it's way above 800. That's all I'm going to say. But anyway, it's resonating at a very high level. So if you want to come and go through a shift and a change, this is the place to do it. It's an excellent place to process, you know, whatever's going on. There's a double-edged sword here at eSETI. One is, it's a golden opportunity to hook up and connect and with the higher dimensional beings and heal. And it's also the other side of the sword is if you don't want to heal, it's going to kick your butt. So you can't really project or blame or run that program. It's all about personal responsibility to get through these times. And we are all being tested to the nth degree. Some people are going to make it, some are not. You know, some are going to have some really hard lessons, and you know, bless them and allow them their path, however that lesson needs to be manifested for them, you know. So, you know, I love what this Lama once said. He said, all of our personal problems come from thinking we're a person. And it's really the truth. And they all stem from ego and a wounded ego somewhere along the line. So, you know, we got to get in and take care of business on that. the, I was trying to think about the other stuff going on. There's so many things going on. It's like, I don't even know where to start. We're still trying to get a hold of Clifford. I really want to get his perspective on what he sees going on. I wrote an article very recently. I'm going to see if I can bring that up and read it. And I know a lot of people are going to take exception to that. And so I really don't mind, you know. And this one is entitled, What They're Afraid to Tell You. And so I thought it was important. You know, I've been watching this news, knowing about all this information for years and years and years. And watching all these things unfold, wondering when is this going to take hold? You know, when is this going to come up to be dealt with? And, you know, I go, I know with the lifting, the awakening healing process, it's unavoidable. And with all these new energies coming in, we are getting slammed right now by energies from all over the galaxy, especially the sun is hitting us with solar flares. And so that's going to throw everybody a little bonkers. But, you know, I keep, you know, with all this energy coming in, I know it's going to push all this deception and deceit and malicious activity. And I mean, I can go on and on, but I kept wondering when, what's going to happen, you know, and when it's come up. And it's finally coming up. And so go to our newsletter, go to esetievents.com, sign up for the newsletter, because we are covering this. And we're covering everything from the indictments to the latest news to what's really going on. But and we put it up there. So a lot of things just got unsealed, and it's not looking good for certain parties, you might say. Some of those we'll talk about in this newsletter. So while we're waiting for Clifford, this little article, What They Are Afraid to Tell You. And so it is increasingly obvious the majority of Democratic politicians and the mainstream reporters are bad actors, pathological liars, and care only about notoriety, financial gain, and personal power. They care nothing about the country, unity, the future, or the children, which they are nothing more than emotional prop, you know, a means to an end. They have no solutions, nothing to offer, you know, offer other than character assassination, slander, and baseless accusations. I mean, that's all we're hearing from these guys. We're going, well, do you have a solution? And they just clam up. They go, what's the solution? And all they do is attack and character assassination. They don't have a solution, which is sad. And so they, you know, they want a very corrupt status quo to remain in power, what some refer to as the deep state. In their narcissism, they fail to realize they're only establishing their own character, ignorance, and agenda. So the politicians and actors, hard to draw the line there, you know, on, they seem to be, you know, politicians are becoming actors, and actors are becoming politicians right now. So we notice the ones that are screaming the loudest are the ones with the most dirty laundry, and that's all going to come out. So the depth and depravity of that dirty laundry is beyond most people's ability to face or comprehend. And it's true. That's why they're coming out little by little with this information, because most people couldn't handle it. You know, you couldn't handle the truth. So it includes satanic ritual, child sacrifice, pedophiles, drug and arms running. The list goes on and on. Guess what happens when the borders are secure? You know, the supply line ends. And this is the real news. And what knowingly and in ignorance, the morally challenged politicians and actors are so afraid of. Look behind the curtain, you know, and if you didn't get this, read it again and watch the show, because it's all going to unfold. The masks are coming down, and this is from an unbiased observer, neither Republican or Democrat. So anyway, anybody that is observing this show has got to come to grips with almost everything that the mainstream news is saying, and the dirty politicians, and mainly the left. There's some dirty ones on the right too, but it's mainly coming from the left. Almost everything coming out has been a lie, and they continue to lie, and they know it's a lie, but it is. It's pathological now. It's unbelievable, and it's all an act, and they're very bad actors. You know, they turn on the faucets and the tears, and I can't even talk about this. It's so bad. And then you look at them, and there's no tears or nothing, and they're trying not to laugh underneath the nonsense, but you know, right after they get off the camera, you know, they go and have a beer with their buds at, you know, at the Bohemian Club or something, you know, but anyway, it's getting beyond ridiculous. So I'm sure we pushed some buttons in talking about this, but, you know, all of these groups, Antifa, you know, the Black Lives Matter, all these separation games, watch who's financing them. Go to the financiers, the same guy that has been financing the DNC, which has created all these salacious documents and lies and deceptions, are financing these other groups. And it's all about creating division. That's the whole thing. Divide and conquer, you know, so don't buy into it. You know, if you're going to march for something, you know, I want to get a hat, you know, that has the male genitalia on it and start a million man march, you know, that, you know, we're not bad. We're not all bad or something like that. Because now if you're male, and especially if you're a white male, I mean, you are demonized no matter what, you know, even, you know, doesn't matter what your background is. You know, if you busted your butt to get to where you are and worked your tail off, you know, why would you want to give that all away to somebody else who hasn't done anything? You know, it doesn't make any sense to me. And that's, people get upset about that. You know, you have no idea how much I give and how much everything, you know, goes back into SETI and keeping the ranch going and things like that. And, you know, it's like, come on, you know, it's like, get with the program. You know, I'm not going to just turn things over to somebody that's entitled, you know, and thinks I owe them a place to live and feed them and pay for everything else. It just doesn't work that way. You know, it's in this, you know, in the world, in the real world, you know, not the snowflake world, you know, you work, you know, you contribute, you know, it's all about contributing. So anyway, you know, I hate to burst people's bubble, but the ranch isn't all about everybody singing kumbaya and eating goji berries and talking about the latest spiritual platitudes and the new catchphrases and everything else. It's a working ranch, you know, and it takes a lot of work to keep the doors open here and, you know, just keep the rooms clear and everything else and the grounds landscaped, you know, everything here. It's a lot of work, you know, just keep taking care of the animals. And so, luckily, I have a great crew that is putting in a lot of time, you know, on the website and everything else and answering emails. But still, it's overwhelming. So, you know, I wanted to do a shout out. We could really use some people that want to come up, you know, some volunteers. We got these events coming up. But I want to be really clear with you. When you do come up, if you do volunteer, you're going to work. It's not a free ticket where you can just watch everything here and not do anything. And a lot of people go, yeah, I'm a volunteer, but I'm going to watch everything. Well, you might have gate duty, you know, or you might have dishwashing duty, or you might have serving duty, you know, for the food or just anything could come up, you know, so it just doesn't work that way. So, you know, if you really want to come up and just hang out and watch everybody else work, you know, this isn't the place for you. You know, it's, we're all chipping in, you know, we're working, you know, a lot of us are working sun up to sun down just to keep the doors open here. There's a lot more going on in the news today. I was watching, and this isn't just from the news, but also it's from, you know, everything is coming up, everything is surfacing. But I'm also seeing in family lives and friends and being a counselor, that calls I'm getting and the emails, is that there's so much energy coming in, you know, that a lot of people are just losing it. You know, they're not doing too well with this energy. And we have to come to terms that no matter how much we love somebody or our relations or whatever, not everybody's going to make it. And you know, that's by their choice, by their will. You know, some are going to continue to blame and project, and they're going to get on the wrong side of the fence. And they're going to try to keep pushing this corrupt program, you know, and we know some of these people, we have relatives that are still, you know, trying to support the status quo and the old regime, you know, and want it back, regardless of any research would tell you how corrupt it was. That we're all going to have people like that in our lives and family members. And, you know, basically the march is on, you know, we need to start going forward. You know, if they want to join us, they can. If they don't, that's fine too. You know, bless them, love them, but you know, we all got to take this journey, and that's our own unique purpose, our own unique soul journey, and we need to get in touch with that and go on. You know, it's like you can't, you know, there's a beautiful story that the gurus say, and they talk about this woman who had a mule, and she was pulling that mule like everywhere. And this mule just fought her no matter what she did. You know, she would try to tempt, feed it carrots, everything, try to get it to and it behave, and it just wouldn't. And so after about 10 years of trying to get this mule to get her wares to town and things like that, finally, you know, she was yanking and pulling on the mule and the mule died. You know, it just died. And so she was crying. She said, what am I going to do? What am I going to do? You know? And all of a sudden this horse comes over the rise and comes walking up, you know, and now she has a horse. So a lot of times, you know, we got to quit kicking and pulling and yanking on that mule. You know, we just have to let it go. And that's just the way it is. You know, we're going to have to let it go. You know, and move on. And I know when you do let go, you'll be surprised what manifests, you know. So it's really good, you know, to sit down with people, talk with people, say, this is how I feel. Don't blame people. Don't say, I feel this way because you made me feel this way. You know, just go within and just say, where has this happened before? You know, this is how I feel. And how can we, you know, how can we clear this up? You know, how can we come to, you know, a position where both of us are honored, you know, and both of our needs are met, you know, and things like that. And that's what's basically going to happen. But the old way is to surround the wagons and get everybody, you know, to lynch somebody and you don't like or whatever. And that way just doesn't work anymore. It's all about personal responsibility, you know, getting off that victim persecutor triangle and just having civil conversations, you know, with people. Just, hey, this doesn't work for me. Can we try something different? You know, it's really simple. And, you know, and not get caught up, you know, practice that loving detachment. Don't get caught up in the, you know, how they behave afterwards. It's not your job. You know, it's pretty interesting. You know, I tell people all the time, you know, they're trying to fix somebody and drag somebody and heal somebody and anything else. And I said, are you more powerful than God? And they go, what do you mean? I said, do you think God's a failure? And, you know, and they go, what do you mean? You know, and I said, well, you know, you don't think, I said, this is an as you wish universe. You know, the energy is there. It's given to you to make out of it whatever you want. They're creating their reality and they're magnetizing people and events and to them, you know, according to their consciousness. And the universe has everything under control. You know, it's given them exactly what I think, you know, why do you think you can do it better? And, you know, and people go, wow. And and then you judge yourself because you're not successful in instilling want into another person, which is impossible anyway. And you're also trespassing on free will. So basically it's time to just pull back and practice that loving detachment and pull back. And I have a new t-shirt. It says, I'm just sitting here. And so, you know, enjoy the popcorn, you know, get the popcorn and enjoy the show because it's going to be quite a show coming up. And you know, what's really funny is hilarious is we all have a story and we have a story and our story is what's happening in our life and how important it is to us. And everybody else should see it with equal importance, you know, and all this stuff. And you know what? It's just a story. It's all it is. It's a story. You know, who would you be without that story? What would happen if you just let that story go and just say goodbye to it? You know, are you afraid if you let go of your story that something's going to sneak in and bite you or something? You know, it's like, how important is that story? You know, how important is defending that ego? You know, we have to look at that. Everybody has a story. Some stories are going to work for us. Some stories are not going to work for us, but it's a story. And, you know, sometimes all you can say is I honor your story. You know, it's not my story. It's not a story I want to participate in. And, you know, set some boundaries. There's a time for that. But anyway, I'm really hoping to get clippered here, but obviously, there's other things that need to be done. Clifford, if you're listening, and wake up and pick up your phone. So if anybody knows Clifford Mahudi, you might want to drive over there and bang on his door if you're close by. So I know it is. I do that sometimes. I get through a hard day's work or whatever, or been driving. He's been on the road you know, and you sit down in that chair and bam, you know, there's sometimes you're out and you wake up and you go, what just happened? You know, just lost 2 hours. So I've done that quite a bit myself. So I understand the process, but I think what we might do is set things up for call-ins. If anybody want to talk about what's going on, you know, the Schumann resonance too is off the scale again. So that's going to be vibrating everybody's stuff up. And so, you know, again, you know, it's a process. It's basically a process. And, you know, hopefully, you know, we can get through this process. You know, what I want to do is we have a wonderful water purifier company, and I want to bring them on, and they've just jumped in to help sponsor the show. And I haven't met these people yet. I definitely want to meet them, and I'm sure their product is a great one. So without any further ado, let's bring our guest sponsor on and advertise these wonderful water filters.
Take control of your water with the new ProPure Whole House Filtration System. The ProPure Home removes chlorine and up to 220 plus additional contaminants with ProMax Full Spectrum Filter Technology for truly great tasting, clean, and refreshing water. Order a ProPure Home today and receive a free pre-sediment filter, a $79.95 value. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com for details. Rethink what's in your water.
All right. So ProPure Waters, we have to check that one out. The water filters, you know, it's so pure water is so important. You have no idea how important water is. You know, some people are 70 to 80% water, depending on how much you're hydrated. And water carries information. It even holds DNA, the frequencies of DNA, everything. You know, water is an amazing subject. So if you do some research on that, you'll start wondering about, God, what kind of water do I have in my system, you know? And so it's very important to put some pure water into your system. The yogis all say, you know, the cure for cancer is fresh air, pure water, you know, right food and right thinking, you know, get out and meditate and mainly get out in nature. And they say that's the cure, you know, and it really is. It's a cure to long life, happy life, everything. We're doing everything backwards. These cubicles we're living in with our nose to the grindstone to, you know, to buy the fancy car and the beer, drink the right wine or beer and get the girl in the bronze bathing suit. You know, that old program is a myth, you know, so it's a very empty program. After you get it, you're going to go, what was I thinking? You know, so they all have hooks. But anyway, you know, somebody's going to smash your car and probably steal your girlfriend and where you are. You're right back where you're at, you know, a wounded ego. So anyway, just we got to get out of the ego and get out of all that attachment program. And it's nothing wrong about having nice things, but do they own you or do you own them? You know, that's the big question, you know, but anyway. I can't say enough for the importance of definitely fresh water and pure water. You know, and if you check out most city water, when you check it out, it's got like 600 to 800 pretty nasty things like carcinogenic chemicals and things in them. So, I would definitely think about how you're going to clean this stuff out, especially the chlorine and the fluoride. You know, when they combine, they make a pretty hideous thing. You know, chlorine, when you brush your teeth, I think it creates something like chloroform. I can't remember what it is, but it's the same stuff you knock people out with. So if you're getting high while brushing your teeth with chlorinated water, now you know why, you know. So, it's quite a system. But obviously, we don't have Clifford yet. We're still looking for Clifford. And let's do some call-ins, you know, because there's enough. And that's what this show's about. You know, it's about, this is your show, the way I look at it. It's As You Wish Talk Radio. So whatever you want to experience, we can talk about on the show. And I'd love to keep it to the shifts and solutions to the shifts and things of that nature, you know, or some sightings you've had. If you had some major UFO sightings you want to report, it's a good place to do it. And, you know, we've got another, you know, 30 minutes almost, and this can be your show. Let me give you the number. It's 888-627-6008. So if you want to call in, it's 888-627-6008. And we welcome your call. We've had, you know, usually we do this in the conference building and have it filmed and everything else, but we couldn't do that this time because we're limited in, as far as help and budget, you know. So this one's just straight from the computer, and that's the way it's going to happen when I travel as well. There's no other way of doing it. But, you know, there's so much going on in the world. I wanted to talk to you a little bit about, and people are just now starting to figure out, now it's all over YouTube, and things I've written now I'm seeing on YouTube, and people are talking about these reports, and all of a sudden I see them reading my newsletter verbatim, and they don't even give us credit, which is okay, but read the whole newsletter, especially if you're going to talk about the shifts going on and the multidimensional awareness, and then don't just read the sensational part, give the solutions at the end. Because the solutions at the end are why I wrote the letter. You know, I wrote the letter to point out what's happening on the planet in a multidimensional way, and then also give solutions. So please, if you're going to read something on your network or whatever, I don't mind. You know, if you do that, I think it's great to give it out. But, you know, let's do the whole thing. You know, let's bring it all out. And so that's what these newsletters are for. But it looks like we've got Anna on line one. Anna, are you with us?
Hi there, James. It's Anastasia. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Good. I'm so happy to have your program and work that you bring to this planet. And I just wanted to say I have a question, but before I begin, to say that after living at a monastery ashram for 25 years and never listening to the news, had to come back out and just a few years ago and find out what's going on in the world. And wow, with the mainstream media. And I found you eventually, and I feel that you and all the people you introduced me to have kind of gotten me shored up so I understand what I had always felt, but there was no proof in the mainstream media. So thank you. You're invaluable, and the work that we bring together is, I mean, I can't tell you how much I appreciate it. And so, along those lines,
Oh, go ahead. Yeah, so you had a question?
Okay. I do. I have a question after my gratitude. I'm just wondering if you think that we're going to see in the media, not mainstream, or in the media somehow, all these indictments and the pedophile and the Pizzagate and all that. Do you really feel like it'll get to the point where the world will know at large? Or what are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, definitely. It's all going to come up. I mean, it's unavoidable. All they can do is postpone it, you know, and that's all they've been doing is postponing it. But I just got a letter, an email today that showed all the indictments and all these ones that were unsealed. And it was like Clinton, 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 Clinton all the way down. I didn't even have a chance to go through all of them, but it was pretty heavy duty. And I guess they opened up, you know, Wiener's laptop now for people to get all that information. And I think heads are going to roll, and the people blocking the information from coming out are going to be dealt with on a level that they need to be dealt with. And that's all happening as we speak. And I think you're going to be it's going to be a huge shakeup, even more so in the FBI and the DOJ. But, you know, they're not going to let it go. And they're going to say, you give us that information or you're gone. And if they don't, they're going to be gone. So it's basically that simple. They can't keep blocking the process.
Good. Well, that's really good to hear. And while I don't believe in an eye for an eye, because I think, as the saying goes, we'd all be blind, but I do want the cessation of all the trafficking and everything else. And that's been what my prayer and focus has been for these years. So thanks I'm doing as much as I can, by the way, but thanks for the insight and the updates. And do you know people that are in Guantanamo Bay, that they're really there, that the indictments are placing those prisoners there?
Yeah, I do. I do, actually. I know somebody that was talking to somebody pretty high up there, and that is at Guantanamo Bay. And he goes, yeah, we've got plane load after plane load coming in, and they are expanding the facility. So there's a lot going on. I think they're getting all the low-level stuff taken care of and just building a case, because if you're going to take somebody down on a very high level, you got to have a slam dunk case. And they do, or they wouldn't get an indictment. They wouldn't even – you know, get an indictment if there wasn't a pretty slam dunk case. So there's so many of them. Yeah, it's going to happen. I think in about 3 weeks, there's going to be so many changes. It's going to happen so fast over the next 3 weeks. It's going to be crazy. Now, they told me, the higher dimensional beings, the Pleiadians, said that by November, they're going to have all this cleaned up and wrapped up. So something big is going to happen in November. But and then I found out, I guess the Q and other people have been saying November. So it's really weird. We get the same information as these guys, and then we hear them say it later, which validates it. And I think it's awesome to get the physical validation. So there's definitely a direct hookup with the higher dimensional beings and the white hats and the other guys, you know, doing their thing.
Right. Well, it's really great, and I appreciate it. Getting your newsletter today and having the wisdom that you shared. So keep up the great work. I'm looking for a break in my schedule. So I'm a teacher out here in Southern Oregon. So looking forward to getting out to Mount Adams and joining you
great.
At some point. And all the people. Thanks so much, James. God bless you.
All right. Looking forward to seeing you here.
Yeah, thanks. Bye-bye.
Looks like we've got Chris on line 3. Chris, are you with us?
Yes, James. Can you hear me?
I can.
How you doing tonight? I'm a 28-year-old. I live in Connecticut, and I wanted to talk about the absurd housing prices of finding a place to live. Also want to ask you about what Jim Self talks about, automation, and maybe not having to work for money in the future. You could touch base on that, and also I've heard what you said about Bigfoot previously, and if you could talk more about that, that'd be welcomed as well.
Sure, no problem. There's so many things to talk about there. I think eventually when we get our act together, we'll be working more like a Pleiadian society. And what happened is the kids are very awake, and they know the kids' sole, you know, purpose, and they actually give him everything he needs to excel to his highest potential. And then that kid will actually give back to the whole because he's in unity consciousness. You know, he's vibrating on a higher frequency, and, you know, they don't have all the trauma and all the other deceptions and things because they're telepathic and things of that nature. And that's where we're moving towards. And, you know, they want for nothing because they have replicators, you know, they can replicate anything. And that, you know, they have the fuelless energy technology, not just anti-gravity, but counter-gravity as well, which just shoots you across the universe very quickly. But, you know, they have all those technologies. And you really think about it, you know, we've been an enslaved society. We've been enslaved through dependency. And that dependency, you know, is usually the industries, the power industries, the automobile industries, all those industries. You know, they keep your nose to the grindstone. You know, what if they built a car, you know, or a vehicle? It wouldn't even be a car. You don't even need tires on it. I mean, we can run cars on water now, but what if you didn't need tires? That was a car that would maybe last forever, you know, and it would have all the safety features in it so you wouldn't slam into somebody else. And, you know, it'd be on a grid and things like that. But, that, you know, you could do that, and then there'd be no fuel costs. You know, your heating would be not there. You know, you wouldn't have that cost. You know, you'd have so much extra money. And, you know, they could actually set up systems to just teleport you wherever you need to go. And if you wanted to go, we have tunnel systems right now that need to be revealed, you know, that can shoot you across the other side of the planet in no time at all. So those technologies already exist. And when we start bringing those out, everything's going to change. And the game before is, you know, to keep the abject poverty going, keep the class separation, not just financial separation, but keep the cultural separation going and create as much chaos as you can. So you need these massive police forces and militaries to keep the peace. And that's all coming to an end. That's all folding in on itself. So it's not going to last too much longer. But that's where we're going. But, you know, it's like up here, it's really interesting because I don't call it work. I'm you know, at East Seti, at the ranch here, I love working at the ranch. I love gardening. I love landscaping. I love using all the natural rock and everything and make things look really nice. And it's not work for me, But we have this weird concept of work that we need to, like, we're being taken advantage of, or being, if you're doing what you like and if you're doing what your soul is calling you to, it's not work. You know, if you're doing something like, you know, standing over a greasy fryer, you know, 8 hours a day or more, you know, and then you still can't make your ends meet, you know, it's like, that's a different story. But I think it's really important that everybody just backs off, you know, goes within and just says, hey, what works for me? What do I really want to do? What makes me happy? And when you're aligned and you're connected like that, you know, it's not work anymore. You're doing what you want to do. And you know, too, it's like I have a back that likes to talk to me, that doesn't like me to work as hard as I work. But, you know, my only thing is I wish my back was stronger so I could keep working, you know, because I enjoy what I'm doing, but I have limitations. But anyway, it's all those subjects. Bigfoot's hanging around here. The kid saw him last weekend. You know, he's definitely still hanging around. His whole family's hanging around. There seems to be a lot more of them coming around lately. And Joan Ocean is going to come and do a whole talk on Bigfoot and dolphins and everything. So that's going to be great on the 4th. What was your second question? I forgot it already.
Well, you touched base on it, the automation and not having to work or, you know, doing what you love throughout the day. If I could ask you more about Bigfoot, since I'm on the East Coast, upstate New York, do you know of, you know, anywhere I could go out and explore by myself and, you know, see if I can connect on another?
Yeah, we're just talking about that. And there's this place, and I can't remember the name. It's called Pine Something. And I really want to look into more of that. But if you shoot us an email, I'll find out. But there is a place where there's a lot of activity and a lot of paranormal stuff going on there. And it's Pine Something. I can't remember the name of it. But it might be Pine Ridge, or I'm not sure what it is. But
that's in New York.
I don't know, shoot us an email, and I'll see if I can find out what it is.
Okay.
All right, I got to move on. I got a ton of people here, so I'm trying to catch everybody. So thanks for calling.
Cool, thank you.
Look, we got Sherry on line 4. Sherry, are you with us?
I am. Hi, James. How are you?
Good. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. So I love everything you're doing. I just want to say thank you for that. I also want to say that I'm a nurse, and I see a lot of patients suffering. And I feel like there's a lot of cures for things that just haven't been released yet. And it's so hard biding my time. But one thing, I did see Clifford at a seminar in Sedona, and he mentioned something about Bigfoot being healers, that Bigfoot are healers. Have you heard anything about that? And what can you elaborate on some stuff for me?
Well, I have, and people have had encounters where they felt a hand on them and things like that. And I know if you meditate and ask them for help, a lot of times they'll come and you know, do healing work and things like that. You won't see them. They'll be in, you know, in the next dimension. But, and, you know, a lot of Native Americans say when they appear to them, they're telling them that they need to change their ways, you know, and get closer to earth and things like that. So they see them as, you know, a very spiritual experience. You know, and that's what I feel around here. They have a saying here, the Native Americans say that, you know, if you go out searching for Bigfoot, you'll never find him. But, you know, if he wants to, he'll find you, you know. So it's all about consciousness. And if you go, oh, that's nonsense, that's all a bunch of crap, it doesn't exist, and prove it, you know, you're not going to get anywhere. You're not going to see anything. But if you just keep an open mind, loving heart, and pure intent, and sit out there and make that your intention to experience Bigfoot, and if you go to wherever there's activity, you know, you're going to probably have an experience, and it's all determined on your own consciousness.
Awesome. Well, I am hoping to make it up to your place sometime soon. I'm in Northern California. I'm a Reiki master, and I work in the oncology field, and I see a lot of patients suffering. I just want to see see an end to it, you know, or some relief for people.
Well, you know what they have devices, energetic devices, can take care of all that very efficiently and very quickly. And there's other formulas that they've been using. Most people had to go down to Mexico to use it because they got persecuted here. And it's very sad what, you know, the Western medicine is doing right now. And I think that's going to come to an end here pretty quick. I think that's part of this whole process. The war on disease profiteers are going to come to an end, and all these new technologies are going to come out.
Well, I can't wait for that. Well, thank all you right. so much for your time. Okay.
All right. Thanks for calling.
Sure.
We've got Dan on. Yeah, Dan on line two. Dan, are you with us?
Hey, James.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good, man. I'm calling from Northern Ontario, Canada. And my first question, last November, I saw these beams of light coming down from the sky. One of them was orange and the others were like a blue. And there was about 10 of them. And I was wondering if you knew what that could have been. I looked online, it said light pillars, but I knew it wasn't real. It wasn't that.
Yeah. They're probably coming from ships. You know, they've been doing a lot of energy work on the fault lines and things like that. And we saw in California, we saw some Andromeda ships going right up to San Andreas with these green beams. And a lot of people saw them and actually reported them, and they couldn't figure out what they were doing. And when I tapped in and asked what they were doing, what I got was that they were changing the triggers in the fault line. So it would move smoother, and so you wouldn't have you'd have smaller quakes, and it'd move smoother without, you know, the big heavy quakes anymore. And what's interesting, the big quakes ended after that. Uh-huh. So, you know, they're doing a lot on our behalf.
Well, that's amazing. And the other thing too is that the past 2 weeks I've been seeing, I think they're ships. Like it's like a star moving across the sky, and I see it every night almost. And my question is, like, how do you know if it's a satellite or a ship? Is there any distinguishing? I think they're Pleiadian ships, but I'm not sure. Is there any way to know?
Well, you know what? If you get Heavens Above, just go to Heavens Above and website, and you can look. You can get an app for that too, satellite apps and things, and you can hold it right up to the, you know, and find out what it is when it's flying over. But I mean, that's what we do, but we recognize them. You know, up here they're making turns and doing crazy stuff and phasing in and out and powering up and you know, chasing planes. so it's like it's, you know, we don't even need an app for that, you know, when you see things like that. So I got kind of tired of using all the apps and trying to prove it to people. I just say, you know, come out and figure it out, you know. But I've got a bunch of other callers, but so I've got to move on. But okay. Thanks for calling.
Thanks, James. All right, bye.
Let's go to Aaron on line one.
Hey, James. A couple of years ago, I got a table tipping session in your meditation room with Ashley and yourself. And you probably don't remember, of course, but you introduced me to somebody I'd heard of called Babaji.
Heard a little
bit about him, and then you explained who he was, and he was going to initiate me, and then my skin started to tingle and get hot, almost like when you take niacin, that skin flushing feeling. Then after that, he said to play the drums, and it was in October, so we had a lot of one-on-one time with you there, and we were sitting by the campfire, and you said, go grab the drums, and I was a little too shy. But what is that? What is that, just like a meditation practice? Why would he say that?
Yeah, it's what happens is the drum and fire are very ancient. And when you sit down at a fire with the drum, it's going to trigger memories, because we've done it so many lifetimes, you know, staring into fires and drumming. And a lot of times if you just drum, don't try to make any kind of a beat, just hit it and let your hand move and create its own beat. And all of a sudden it'll take you journeying into other lives and have visions and things of that nature. So, the drums and fire are very ancient, and it's a very, it's a good way to reconnect, you know, to past lives and, you know, your other Native American connections, things like that, you know. So all cultures, you know, have the drums in their history.
I'm a guitar player, so I was kind of wondering if I should switch to the drums.
Nah, just use your guitar, you know, just let the music come through you.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Thanks a lot, James. What's that?
I said, whatever works. You know, whatever you allow the creative energies to come through, I'd use it. And if guitar works for you, then use that.
Okay. All right. I appreciate what you're doing, man. Take care.
All right. Thanks for calling. Looks like we've got Rob on line three. Rob, are you with us?
Yeah. Hello. Yeah. So I've called before, and I kind of wanted to ask just about sort of waking up, because I happen to find myself in a weird circumstance where, honestly, when I found out like all this stuff, all the human trafficking and all this vast conspiracy against, you know, basically the people of Earth, I wasn't too surprised by it. I'm very much one of those people that identifies as a starseed, whatever that term's worth. I remember when I was a kid, I was convinced I was from Saturn, and I'm just wondering how do you? I'm trying to stay grounded, and I'm trying to get myself situated, but I'm also trying to become more spiritual. And I don't know. I'm getting rocked by these waves, man. They're pretty intense.
Yeah, they are. And these energies coming in, and what it's bringing up, and then the collective consciousness, you know, all the psychic turbulence, and then you add the psychotronics and harp and everything. It's pretty crazy out there. And what I'm is you got to find a practice where you can drop into the heart, you know, and calm down the mind. And you don't try to stop the mind. You never can. You just let it run, and it'll run to the next level, and just focus on your breath or focus. There's a lot of different ways. You just focus on love and joy and bliss, and just keep going back to that. And eventually you'll get there. But, you know, I say get out, you know, get out in nature. If you can get away from all the psychic turbulence and electronic turbulence, and you know, that's the way you get recharged and take your shoes off and get grounded.
I see. Does this also have to do with the gut and stomach? Because I've also been having stomach troubles lately. Is that something more conventional, or could it be energetic?
It can be both. Yeah, it can be conventional. It could be all the chemtrails, you know, the barium and all that stuff really affects your intestines and everything else they're putting there. And then there's a lot of things that we just can't stomach right now. It's hard to stomach. And so we're feeling that. We're feeling other people's energies and stuff. So, but you sit down, ask for help. Just sit down and ask Baba G, say, hey, can you clarify this for me and help and just turn it over? You know, it's amazing the healing, you know, that's available to you if you sit down and work with it.
Okay. Thank you very much, James.
All right. Thanks for calling. We've got Julie on line four, and I believe this might be our last caller. So, Julie, are you with us?
Yes, I am.
Welcome to the show.
You were talking about Bigfoot.
Yeah.
I had an experience. I have something called a biomat. I don't know if you've ever heard of it. It's a device.
I have.
It's got like 3,000. Yeah, you have? Okay. I lay on that every day, and lately, as soon as I lay down on it, I've seen like Mother Mary and Jesus, like out of my third eye, like 6 inches, you know, from me. It's just like so angelic. You can't even put it into words what they look like. Mm-hmm. And then one time I had, I lay down on the mat, and to the left of me, I hear it was Bigfoot standing next to me.
Yeah.
And it was so cool. I wasn't scared or anything. All of a sudden I just hear woof, you know?
Yeah.
And I was feeling like it was a male, and I'm just like, okay, you know, because I don't feel like I want to go out and, you know, see him. I just like you said, they'll come to you. So
yeah.
I just like, wow, this is pretty cool. But
City basketball team.
What's that?
I'm going to incorporate some of them for the basketball team here.
Yeah, really. what I was going to ask you real quick, I know about all this child trafficking crap and all that. I'm glad that's coming out. But what about with, like, when I hear stuff about animals and kids, man, I just freaking cry. I just can't take it.
Yeah,
like all the, you know, treatment and all these factories and stuff, or I see these videos where they're beating up, you know, all the animals and stuff. Is anything, you know, being checked into about that?
You know what? I'm sure there's tons of groups working on that. And, I don't know what's coming out, you know, what's coming out about that. There are humane ways of doing things. And, you know, a lot of people go, you know, if you eat meat, you're, you know, whatever. And, you know, there's humane ways of doing things. You know, the llamas eat meat, you know, the Native Americans eat meat, you know, like, that doesn't put you in a class separation category. you know, certain body types need certain things. And, you know, right. I know yogis that have had to eat steak because they got so depleted and they were having a healing crisis or they had an operation or whatever. And they were told by, you know, their yogis to, you know, you need to eat some meat until you get, you know, get back on your feet. So I don't know, you know, there's so many things about that. You know, I eat a lot of vegetables if I can, mostly that, but you know, it's, try to grow my own stuff, you know, as much as I can, but you know, it's like, I don't know, this whole thing is the way things are done is pretty sick. And there's other ways of doing things. At least, you know, if you're going to eat meat, at least do it in a sane, humane way, you know.
Yeah, because they say the way they treat animals is the way they die is with all that fear. That's what you're eating, right?
Yeah.
So it's like vibration.
Yeah, it's like the reptilians want to create as much fear as possible because they feed off of it. You know, other people do too.
Yeah.
I can't remember what they call it. There's a something chrome, or I can't remember the name of it, but it's something that's. The adrenaline that's, you know, in the blood, and they love it, you know, but anyway, yeah, we've hit the end of the hour, unfortunately, so we'll have to cut it off. I hate to cut it off on that note, hopefully that's probably next on the agenda is they'll bring up the animals. I feel the same way about the animals.
Yeah. Now it's just more and more I see them or hear, I just can't watch it. I can't hear about it because it just makes me cry.
Yeah, I was raised in a hunting family, and I evolved out of it. Basically, I just, you know, couldn't do it anymore. It wasn't even hunting anymore, and for us, because we were, you know, we've been doing it all our lives, and it wasn't. It's more like we just didn't miss anything when we shot at it. So, you know, it got just started bothering me, and I said I can't do this anymore. And then everybody else quit too at the same time, which was great. But
yeah.
You know, it's like, I know there's better ways of doing things, and we need to, you know, not judge people for doing what they're doing, but also, too, at the same time, we need to treat animals humanely. You know,
I just got a little confused because they're saying, well, you know, eat from the earth, which is, you know, like you said, the plant stuff and all that, but then it's like, you know, a lot of people are eating meat. I don't feel good when I eat meat personally, so.
Yeah. I think we eat a lot less meat.
About the whole deal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm at the end of the hour, so I've got to sign off. So thanks for calling. But
thanks for doing everything you do.
You're welcome. The only thing I can say, folks, is stay in the heart, you know, that pure intent and loving heart and open mind. And watch the show, you know, like they say, grab your popcorn and practice loving detachment because it's going to get crazy. And you don't want to be part of the crazy. You want to separate yourself from that. Anyway, have a great evening. Good night. It's James Gunn with As You Wish Talk Radio, signing off.